Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Copple Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead. There's feuds all across college football we'll get to. Sam Cook is retiring from the NFL after 16 seasons. There's lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, I think we're going to have Bill Bush on at 7 o'clock, but he's been up 22 straight hours. And I don't know if he can – I don't know. It's going to be a hard – Can he answer the bell?
He might be asleep right now.
Yeah, we might have to shift that to Monday.
That's fine. Hey,
I'll tell you something, though. Bill Bush is a gamer. I mean, it's like you. If you said you were going to do it, you'd probably do it.
Yep.
Me, maybe.
50-50 chance on that one. Oh, yeah, we'll golf today. See what happened. I got busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to get into this Saban.
Yeah, we will.
We are supposed to have Bush at 7.
Yeah, Bill Bush, Nebraska special teams coordinator, is set to be on at 7 o'clock if he is still awake after being up for 22 straight hours. We understand.
Yes.
If that does not happen,
yes,
though.
It can wait till Monday.
It sure can.
But my guess is he'll do it. He's probably got to be up anyway.
Yeah, well, maybe he does. Quick notes before we get into the feud. My Heat got buried alive last night. I mean, they got straight up murdered on the basketball court. 127-102. And it wasn't that close. They were down by 30 a lot of the second half. Down by 25 at halftime. It was 70-45 at halftime.
Okay. Now, we have this ongoing feud ourselves about blowouts. See, this is a case where are the Heat done?
No.
Why? Because they just got blown out. And you say blowouts are the end all of all end alls.
Well, in a football season, it's different.
Nah, it's not that much different.
Can really rattle your season. Now the Heat might be done. I mean, this might have questioned everything they've done. That was their first home loss of the postseason, and they got destroyed.
It doesn't. You have seen this in NBA Finals for years.
The Heat were up 18-8, and after that, it was an implosion.
Don't get me wrong. It's a bad loss, but it's not something you can't come back from.
They looked completely hopeless on the court. If you watch the game, it was two different teams.
What else do you got?
Well, your Tampa Bay Lightning, as you heard from Eddie in the Fox Sports recap there, destroying the hearts of the Panthers fans in Florida. It was 1-1 with 3 seconds to go. Oh. We're talking about overtime is right around the 3 seconds from overtime, and Tampa Bay scores a goal to win the game with 3 seconds left in regulation to go up 2-0 in that series against the Panthers.
On Panthers home ice.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You're trying to go back to Tampa Bay 1-1. Yeah, look, go ahead. Go ahead and crown your champs already over
Lightning,
there, Mr. Lightning fan.
Lightning moving to the next round.
But not over yet.
No, it's not.
It's not over yet.
And then Blues Avs.
Yeah, the Blues won.
Blues won. Hot Take, if you're listening, I think Hot Take listens to the podcast. Hey, Hot Take, what's up? Hey, Hot Take, what's up?
What happened last night, Hot Take? Did your Avs fall at home to the Blues?
Yeah, how much we got on this, Hot Take?
Getting a little nervous over there? Sweat beads coming down your neck?
Lost on home ice, too. What's up, Hot Take?
Well, tell them what's up. All right, 402-464-5685. Yesterday was quite an interesting day. Now, we had talked about yesterday, Sip, while the show was going on, that on Wednesday, Nick Saban was talking to an event in Birmingham Alabama and said that Jimbo Fisher paid for all his players this past year. That's why they had the top recruiting class, because Jimbo is literally paying everybody all the money to go there. And even brought Deion Sanders at Jackson State into the equation as well. Well, guess what? That did not go over well, predictably, with Jimbo Fisher, who called a press conference yesterday morning. And, Sip, I've got a little bit of audio from that, from Jimbo Fisher yesterday, addressing the comments made toward him by Nick Saban. Here is Jimbo Fisher from yesterday's press conference at Texas A&M.
Coach, I'd like to respond to some comments made last night in Alabama.
Yes, I would. First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. And they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right.
All right, there's Jimbo Fisher responding to the Nick Saban comments the night before in Birmingham, Alabama. At one point, Sip going on, I don't have the audio, but he said that Nick Saban thinks of himself as a god, basically. That's mm-hmm. what Jimbo Fisher claims about Nick Saban.
Says he maybe perhaps should have been slapped more as a child. This isn't a good look. And here's the thing with Jimbo.
But for who, Jimbo?
Either of them.
Yeah.
With due respect to Jimbo, whom you know I greatly admire.
You love Jimbo Fisher. Big Jimbo Fisher fan.
Him saying adamantly that A&M broke no rules is a very safe play. Because rules have become tricky to interpret, right?
Yes.
We broke no rules. Oh, okay, Jimbo. Where's the rules? I mean, what are the rules? Nobody even knows the rules. So that's safe. I mean, plausible deniability. Plausible deniability in college football right now is alive and well. Oh, I didn't know that. Is that how you interpret that rule? I can't pay this player. It's not pay for play. Oh, so what is it exactly? It's not pay for play. That's good. That's rich. What is it then? How would you characterize it?
I don't know what I would say about it right now if it's not that.
It's not supposed to be pay for play.
It's not supposed to be, but it is.
It absolutely. What the hell would it is it if it's not?
I know, yeah.
All right.
If it's not that, what are you calling it?
We're paying players for their name, image, and likeness. Okay, that's what we're doing.
This is just
part of the madness, Jake. This is just part of the unfortunate madness. I know you like this, but this is
a bad look.
This is a bad look for college football. This is a terrible
look. Both coaches got reprimanded by the SEC yesterday, whatever you view that as meaning.
Now some people are going to say, no, it's okay, Sip. Lighten up. It's a bad look when coaches are just publicly saying, challenging how another one's brought up. I mean, come on.
Now, later on in the afternoon, Nick Saban did appear on SiriusXM's college football station, the ESPN college football, ESPNU. And I don't have the audio, but I've got some quotes here from Nick Saban in his response and an apology for what he said, basically. This is per Brett McMurphy, some quotes. He says, Nick Saban yesterday, quote, "I should have never singled anyone out. That was a mistake. I apologize for that." He also said he tried to contact Jimbo and Deion. Quote, "I reached out to them. I never got a response. I feel bad about it. I'm not changing my philosophy. I look at the betterment of college football." More from Nick Saban on Sirius XM College Football yesterday. Quote, "My concern is college football in general. I think a lot of us are concerned about it. people want to understand what's happening in college football, why players are transferring and getting money to do so. Going on.
Right.
Says, quote, I wasn't saying anyone did anything illegal. That was something that was assumed. That wasn't what I meant or what I said. It's not illegal. It's the system that allows you to do it that I have a problem with. One more from Nick Saban per Brett McMurphy of yesterday. Quote, if alumni give money or money is raised through a collective to give to a player, that's no different than alumni giving the player money. The collective becomes a representative of the school, and you can't do that. End quote, Nick Saban.
Right. It's a mess. Yeah, this is okay. I mean,
I like it. We need some spice in the offseason.
Those comments were okay. No, this is a bad look. We don't need spice.
I like
okay,
spice.
If you want spice, you know what you know what you can do? How about the New Jersey Housewives? Go to the.
I don't need that kind of spice.
I mean, why? That's what this is. I mean, that's what this is. It's just bickering.
It's something. You know, it's the middle of May. We need something.
No,
I like it.
It's a bad look. It's a horrible
look.
Well,
blame Nick Saban for it. Jimbo Fisher's just trying to
No. It's Jimbo. Jimbo didn't need to call press conference. All right. And then call and start. Okay.
Hey man.
Did Jimbo need to call press conference and suggest that Saban should have been raised better?
Okay, there's certain elements of what he said yesterday that were maybe a little bit extreme, excessive, over the top.
It was pretty extreme.
I saw someone say this, that they were at the press conference and said that they needed a cigarette after that thing, yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
I need a cigarette and a scotch and a drink of scotch
it's
right
not,
now.
I don't know. I don't know what people are saying. I think it's a terrible look for college football. Yeah, Fisher, by the way, said he didn't take the call from Nick Saban and won't take the call. He spoke like a jilted lover. We're done, he said. He showed you who he is. He's the greatest ever, huh?
I'm surprised you're so opposed to this in terms of
a terrible look for. I mean, this is great for the WWE.
Yeah, but
the Real Housewives of New Jersey, that's what I was looking for. The Real Housewives of Orange County, they get into this. These sort of squabbles.
I miss the squabbles that we used to have with rivalries in college football.
When have we had this?
We've had plenty of instances.
When have we had
over
this?
The, well, we,
go ahead, identify
maybe, maybe
one.
Not like this, but we've seen on the football field you had skirmishes. We just saw a few years ago Michigan State got in the middle of the M, and there was a skirmish there. I mean, it happens on the field.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't mind this. This is good.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, if it keeps happening with more schools, then it's going to be okay. Now you're just trying to make something that's not there.
You have two top five coaches in the country. You have two top five coaches in the country. One's accusing one of cheating. The other's accusing the other of being a narcissist and not being raised properly. That's good for college football.
Yeah, it's good spice. Good spice there. Yeah.
Great.
For someone who's concerned about college football not being college football anymore and just being semi-pro, I like to have a little bit of spice in there.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
We might as well just do that.
Yeah. Give me some spice, baby.
The
text line enjoys the drama.
They are liking it
because it makes their offseason more compelling.
Yeah, that's great. Because it's base. It appeals to people's base sensibilities. It's wonderful.
Michael in Carolina says, thank you, Jake. We need hate in sports. College football, NBA, NFL. We all need some hatred there.
It's just a byproduct of a bad product right now. We will look back on this era and say, what were we thinking?
What's the era after this, though? That's what I'm curious.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll look back at all.
What do you mean? We'll look back.
How long does this era last for? What happens post this
era?
They're
trying to wreck. The powers that be in the college game are trying to rectify the situation. They're trying to save the situation. They're going to have to. I mean, Gary Barta suggested
the same ones that allowed it to happen in the first place.
Well, a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure.
We have a lot of responses. With Chris in a second. You want to hear some text response?
Hold on, Chris. Yes, I'd love to. Let me get a drink of coffee before this. What kind of alcohol might you put in coffee?
Baileys.
Baileys.
Baileys would be great.
Got some Baileys for me.
Yeah. Someone says, maybe this could bring more light to a system that is broken. Maybe someone will do something to fix the league that the NCAA supposedly administers.
Okay. Well, don't put this on the NCAA. This is the state of California. This is state courts. This was foisted upon the NCAA. Now, the NCAA should have acted long ago, but then everybody got in on their high horse and said, we got to push this through. It's pushed through. Don't put it on the NCAA. That's such an easy target. Don't do it. Because there's a lot of people that are blaming it on the NCAA that wanted it, all right, that were clamoring for it, that were yelling into microphones that it should happen. Now, don't go back. Don't circle back and say this is the NCAA's fault. I don't want to hear that. That's hypocrisy.
Someone says on the text line, unnamed texter says, I 100% completely expected this from Sip. He is a Saban apologist. Sip's also a massive Jimbo Fisher fan.
I know. I'm very conflicted right now.
You should be.
Yeah.
This is tough. These are the two coaches that you love.
I know. They're bickering.
This is why you don't like
them. I'm a middle child.
Because you like both coaches. Yeah, you're the middle child in this instance.
I am the middle child in all instances. And it makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Can't we just all get along? Yeah. God, I love both of you guys. Come on.
Just come on. Don't call
brotherly
him a narcissist.
Love.
You're not a narcissist, Nick. Jimbo, you're not a cheater. There's no rules, so you can't cheat.
Yeah, you hate this.
Yeah, go ahead.
October 8th, A&M in Alabama. Can't wait for that.
Hello.
Corey in Lincoln says this. Corey, okay. He says, we need way more of this in college football. We haven't had trash talk like this since Steve Spurrier. Never thought I'd be a fan of Jimbo, but here we are.
All right.
I liked it. I'm telling you.
Appreciate
the I know
responses.
That as the middle – brother that you don't like it as a lover of both of the coaches
saying,
I don't like to see them fighting.
I disagree.
I am not the middle brother.
I disagree with you guys that this is good. I don't, like I said, this just reminds me of the Real Housewives.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
New Jersey bickering. When they all get together with that guy on the set and they all get together at the season's end and just go at each other's throats. That's what it reminds me of. Have you ever seen Real Housewives of Orange County?
No, I have not.
Yeah, that's what this reminds me of.
I'm surprised that you have seen. Okay, Trixie watches it.
Yeah, it's on.
You tune in?
I don't tune in. I'm struck by how ridiculous it is and base and sort of pathetic. And I'm struck by how ridiculous, base, and pathetic this is. I'm struck by the fact that people are wanting more of it. What's happening? What's happening?
Sip, there hasn't been much news going on.
Oh,
it's something.
Okay. Well,
maybe
somebody could. What do you want? How extreme
like
do you want this to go?
Well, you can't go much further because it's going to be over the top. They're going to call it out for being.
Well, then you can say, wow.
Right now,
they went to another level. This is wonderful for college football.
Jimbo and Nick are meeting to fight.
Yeah, yeah. You want to put them in a
fight
ring?
In Vegas here.
Yeah. Do you want some punches thrown? Would that spice it up for you?
That's not going to happen. But this is good. If it stops here, if it just builds a huge scene to October 8th when they play each other.
And I'm not an apologist for Saban. I respect Saban. Saban does have – come on. Are you going to try to tell me, Texter, that you – are you an apologist for what's going on in college football? Is that what you are? You think it's good? You think it's healthy? Is it healthy?
I've said it's not healthy. You know that.
Saban's pointing out that it's not healthy. Okay? That's what he's doing.
Wet Blanket has a good point here before we get to Chris, who's been patiently waiting.
Yeah, Chris.
Wet Blanket says, the better point here is calling a press conference to call someone else a narcissist. Yeah, this was
an
unscheduled press conference. Yeah, it was Saban, called by Jimbo.
Saban could have came back with that. He took the high road. Coach Saban took the high road.
He called him and said, I shouldn't have singled anybody.
And he tried to call Jimbo, and Jimbo said, We're done.
Texter says, Jimbo better hope they are not breaking news for recruiting violations in a couple years.
He won't. He'll have. How many million will he have in his pocket by that point? How many years?
Well, he's in a 10-year contract there.
Okay, but how many years did the Texter say? 3 years?
A couple years.
Well, he'll have a quarter million in his pocket at that point from A&M. More than that.
Let's get a call from Chris on the Honda of Lincoln hotline, 402-464-5685. Chris, you're on early break. Go ahead, man.
Good morning, Steve, Jake. Happy Friday to you guys.
it's pretty.
I figured you'd call in on this,
pretty
Chris.
Pretty spicy. How's things at the Baldwin shop? How are you guys sizing up the situation?
Steve, I was telling Gus, yesterday we were all splashing on the sunscreen, and today we're going to be in flannel shirts.
Yeah, cooled off. Feels good.
Yeah, really cooled off. Hey, you guys, I don't know. It's amazing. The superpowers at B are declared war, and they're firing missiles at each other.
Yes, they are.
But does anyone take the high road anymore? Is civility out the window now?
Jake, please listen to your elders.
I'm listening to Chris.
Okay.
You know, I don't have a problem, you know, with a coach, you know, maybe subtly just suggesting something, but I mean, Nick Saban came out and he just literally pointed fingers, you know, at A&M. Now, listen, you guys, I agree with you guys. With the NIL and the transfer portal, are there any rules now?
They're humorous rules.
What was illegal, what we called in the mid-70s with Oklahoma the best team money can buy, you know, you can call whoever you want that now, but it's legal now. So, you know, it's a strange world in college football that we're in right now. I think it would have been a good look for Jimbo Fisher to maybe get up there or say something like, you know, hey, I respect Nick Saban, but in this case, I think Nick's wrong. You know, he had both pistols pulled out of his holster yesterday and was firing shots. And like you guys said, that October 8th meeting will be very interesting in Tuscaloosa, but you know, maybe things will settle down by then.
I don't think so.
Who knows? I don't know. But you know, A&M, Steve, Jake, down through the years, they've had some pretty good teams. They were really strong for a couple of years in the mid-70s. There, they were strong in the late 80s and early 90s. I believe, Steve, was that with R.C. Slocum down there?
Absolutely. R.C., but, was going strong.
Yes, R.C. had him going for a while. They were in the top five. But, you know, A&M has really never broke through.
No, they haven't.
To win an SEC title. I don't know how – I forget how long they've been there. What, 12 years now? They made the jump to the SEC, but about the time Nebraska and Colorado – and everybody was Missouri was jumping ship in the Big 12, but A&M there's no doubt about it. They're accumulating talent down there. There's no doubt about that. But for some reason, there's something missing down there, and they cannot get over the hump. But the talent they're gathering down there is a little scary right now. But anyway, Steve, Jake, hey, we got about 3 months till the first football game. And listen, you guys have a good weekend, and we're all listening up here.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
Yeah, so Nick Saban, to recap, said this. A&M, Nick Saban said this, and then apologized and walked it back. A&M bought every player on their team.
And Jimbo Fisher yesterday responded. I didn't have this audio, but
go ahead.
Quote, some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. Mm-hmm. You may find out a lot of things you don't want to know. We build him up to be the czar of college football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. It's despicable.
Oh, come on, Jimbo.
Jimbo got on a
high horse. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah. Anyway, why is it confusing? I mean, the USA Today story kind of this is confusing. This is just a confusing. This just adds to confusion. Saban said A&M bought every player on their team. End of quote. Using rule changes related to name, image, and likeness, allowing players to be compensated for use of their name and celebrity. Is that, you think that's what this is? That's laughable. That's not what it is. That's not why Nebraska compensated O'Shawn Mathis. They compensated him to get 8 sacks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's straight pay
for play.
Don't chase
the quarterback.
It's straight pay for play, but there's wording that that tries to work around
muddy that up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It tries. This was from Jimbo Fisher yesterday. Okay. During his news conference, quote, what's funny in that talk right before he said that about us, wasn't he soliciting funds from the crowd? It's amazing, isn't it? When you walk on water, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, great. I mean, come on, Jimbo. I mean, don't start that throwing rocks at glass. I mean, you come on. You know the saying, the glass house saying. This is, you could look into any coach, by the way, virtually any coach, and find stuff. Okay. Virtually any coach. So come on. It's ridiculous. And I bet if you looked at this, you looked at A&M, you'd find some questionable things.
I'm not denying that.
Well, come on.
I bet Bama's got some guys in questionable ways, though, too.
Sure. Of course.
Very questionable ways, many times.
So Saban comes out and questions the direction of college football and where it's going, and he took it too far. He took it too far. A&M is a threat to Saban. That's clear.
Well, yeah, right? If you have forgotten what happened in this recruiting class, Texas A&M, number one.
Numero uno.
Signed 5 5-star prospects in the 2022 ESPN 300, with 20 of them ranked in the top 150. The class is widely considered the top-rated group in the modern era of recruiting rankings.
Right. What do you think when Saban reads that? What do you think he feels when he reads that? He doesn't like to be number two in anything.
He didn't have to go say what he said, though.
No,
saying
he didn't.
That they bought literally every player.
He's obviously seething inside about what's going on at A&M and what's going on at
Well, he's seething outside now because he said that.
Now, listen, this is where I'm not taking anyone to task here, but I'm surprised you're not a little more sensitive to Saban. He loves college football, okay? You know he does.
The way that he has won in college football.
No, I bet he loves college football to his core. And he sees it just like you get upset about it. But take that times 20. He's older. He's been around it. He loves it. How do you feel about what's going on in college football?
You know how I feel about it.
Well, how do you feel about it?
I don't like the way it's going.
Well, neither does he.
It doesn't feel like college
neither
football.
Neither does he. Okay? And what is wrong with him?
Well, people think, because Nick Saban was a saint before all this stuff happened.
What?
Because people are saying, oh, yeah, Nick Saban was a saint before all these new things happened.
I don't know.
To make, come on.
I'm not saying he's a saint, but I just got done saying virtually every coach probably, you could find something, okay? So, no, yeah, he falls in with everybody else. But he's voicing concerns about, he's voicing your concerns. Okay? Now, he took it too far by identifying A&M and saying they bought all the players. He's seething inside about college football, and he sees A&M as a threat. A&M just beat him, right? A&M just beat Alabama last year on the field. Then they beat him on recruiting. He's feeling it. Jimbo's in his head.
That's what Jimbo wants.
Yeah.
Spencer says, morning, guys. Jimbo was firing off his mouth like a drunk gunslinger yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with you that it's a good look. Unless, I mean, you're, like I said, I think that you should get in, try the Real Housewives of Orange County. They go for each other's throats, okay, about all aspects of life. You'd like that. If you like that, if you like this, you'll like that. If you think that's good stuff, then I'd suggest either the Real Housewives of Orange County or the Real Housewives of New Jersey. You could settle into that and see the same thing. And
I'm
then say it's
watch
spicy.
That. I'm not
it's,
watching
Jake,
that.
It's spicy.
I'm not watching that.
It's spicy.
I like college football drama. I like sports drama.
This isn't sports drama.
Yeah, it is. No, how is this not drama?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Real Housewives of New Jersey is straight drama.
I like the sports drama.
What's sports about calling a guy a narcissist?
Is anybody like taking a side? Like, are you team Jimbo or are you team Saban out of all of this?
I'm not either.
Like, who comes out better in this entire ordeal?
I'm surprised your stance is this is good for college football. It's a good look. I know there's a lot of people that join you in that, but it's not me. Chris does not join you in that. Neither of them look good. It makes everything look bad.
Is there anybody that looks less bad? Who looks? How about this? They both don't look good. Who looks less bad, though? Jimbo or Nick Saban? Out of everything
well,
that's
Saban
happened the last
apologized.
2 days.
Saban apologized.
And he tried to apologize to Jimbo and Dion. They both did not respond.
Dion's next. That'll be today. We can talk about that on Monday.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll go well. I'd say who looks less bad.
Yeah, okay. Straw poll.
Saban.
Straw poll.
Saban.
Straw poll. 402-464-5685. Text. Text only on this one. Who looks less bad after the last 48 hours? Jimbo Fisher or Nick Saban?
Answer. Nick Saban apologized. He tried to walk it back. He tried to take the high road. The high road was really unavailable. Now, what I wonder is, did somebody above him, I don't know who would be above him, actually, God.
is it the one person above him?
Did somebody above him suggest to him that he walk those back? Or did he do that on his own?
Well, I don't know.
Did the university president, did he get a call from the university president? And how about the president if he makes that call? That's a tough call to make. Saban, I mean, we're talking about Nick Saban here, not Mike Riley. Okay. That's a tough call to make. If you're the president
Pete
of Alabama.
Pete probably thinks his wife maybe said something to him.
That's possible. Or did he just decide on his own?
I doubt that.
Do you? I wonder.
You have to think that he knew this was going to get to Jimbo, right?
I doubt he knew Jimbo would call a press conference.
It wasn't a televised event. It was people who did have video of the thing in Birmingham.
Yeah, the thing in Birmingham. He had to know, and if he didn't know, that's a really rookie error.
Absolutely.
I mean, he had to know that. He was speaking to a group in Birmingham. That's where the original comments came out. And boom, Jimbo calls a press conference. Like Wet Blanket said, that's a narcissistic move.
It is, absolutely. Pretty much right now, in response to the straw poll, it's 50-50. Who looks less bad, Jimbo or Saban? There's not a clear answer here.
Well, you're not going to get an apology from Jimbo. He's not going to apologize for what he said.
No.
I don't think that's his style at all. I think Saban took the higher road. The higher road.
If there's one to take on this. He did start this entire feud himself. Jimbo.
That's fair. He did.
Said he had to respond, and so he did. And now we have a beautiful, good old-fashioned feud in college football, and it's beautiful. Gus is nodding his head in agreement. Gus is with me on this. Just enjoy it, Sip. You don't have to push back. Enjoy the feud. More next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.